I could almost hear Adrian grind his teeth, and the thought of an auction deciding who Adrian shared me with made my stomach hurt. Expecting Adrian to protect me with some type of edict or the other, I couldn't help my surprise when he said, "I get half of whatever you take in, and it will happen in my private bungalow on the beach. It's only fair compensation for sharing my $20 million prize." I started to fidget, feeling panic bubble up. Adrian's hold tightened, almost painfully. "Quiet. Your bride disagrees with your choice," Sebastian smirked. "She has no say in what I do with her." Adrian narrowed his gaze on mine, telling me to stay still without words. "Are my terms acceptable, Trevolo?"
"Accepted with one caveat," Trevolo added. "You will install a camera, so we may watch and verify delivery of purchase."
"Only for the duration of the scene. Afterward, I get my privacy." Adrian waited for Trevolo to respond. After a long pause, Trevolo said,
"Done."
"Please don't do this," I said. "Anna, quiet." Adrian stared at Sebastian. "Begin the auction, Trevolo."
"Follow me, gentlemen. I will inform Mr. Bonaparte of the winner once we are finished."
The last to go in was Sebastian. He had a lazy pace about him that made it seem as if the results were just a formality. The door clicked shut behind him, and I turned a death glare in Adrian's direction and slapped him. I wanted to do so much more. I'd signed up for this, but the reality of it was overwhelming. I'd been with one man in my life, and it was Adrian. The room grew quiet, with all the eyes of the remaining guests and the women scattered around the room moving to us. "I warned you, Anna," anger flashed over his face. "You will learn that I hit back."
I rose, throwing Anna over my shoulder, and stalked down the hallway to the bridal suite. She pounded on my back, saying swear words in three languages I could recognize: Italian, Hindi, and English. The second I entered the room, I dropped her to the floor and slammed the door closed. Anna shifted as if she was about to dart for the balcony, making me growl. "Don't even think about scrambling away. I will catch you, and the punishment will be vicious and hard." I ran a frustrated hand through my hair. "I won't do it. I won't let you turn me into a whore." Was this part of the role, or was this how she felt? The last thing I wanted to do was share her with any man. If Sebastian won, even the thought of my best friend with Anna annoyed me. We'd shared plenty of women before, but all of them knew the game, and none of them were to Naya Anthony, my woman. I paced, knowing I'd had no choice, knowing refusing would have made Julian Bonaparte look weak. "You don't get a say in what I do with you. And let's get something straight. You are a whore. Mine." As angry tears clouded her vision, Anna bit out, "Why would you do this?" "Because I can. Now come here and kneel." As much as this was for show, I needed to feel her, to have a part of her before another man got what belonged to me. "You can't be serious." "Anna, move." My words came out hard enough to get her to move until she was kneeling in front of me.